Stay where you are. We ask Lars to come up and explain to us what we've been doing for the last 2 hours, which not easy.
Thank you. It's always a challenging task to summarize these discussions, although I should say that in this time it was perhaps a little bit easier than the average, and in the sense that the very difficult question, what we really know about reforms, you essentially skipped, I think. And you jumped pretty much into the second question, what can we do about the reforms? And that probably reflects the fact that all of you are in different ways engaged in doing, in working on this. And one would perhaps think that you then have sort of taken for granted that it makes sense. So we didn't really need to deal with that, and that's probably true of most of the people here. Now, I happen to believe myself also that it makes great sense to try to do reforms and be involved in public institution buildings when it comes to foreign aid. Per underlined, and I think that seemed to disagree with this, that there are some basic things we talk about here that has to do with building societies, collective efficient decision structure, time inconsistency, and that these are problems really regardless of where you come from, where you are in your development, your culture backgrounds, or whatever, they are there. And it's also easy to agree, I think, that it's not enough with behavior. There is a need to try to change the rules, change the institutions in such a way that it functions if it's going to be long lasting. And I very much agree with Per's point. No one else really dealt with that more specifically. That requires a background in to do that. It requires a background or a training in thinking how you get policy reforms implemented. And there was a little exchange on that here. Someone asked the question of the relation between that and sort of, you know, politicians on the one hand and civil servants on the other. I would say that there are politicians who are not capable of that, but there are also civil servants who are not capable of that. So it's not that you can take for granted that it's one or the other category. It's a mindset in some way. You have an idea. You know for some reason what kind of reforms that are required, and then your thinking has to do with how do you then structure this process so that you can get these things in. Implemented. And this can also be done by academics now and then. It's perhaps more rare since that's not sort of the obvious starting point. But you have these people. Sometimes they are politicians, sometimes they are civil servants, sometimes they are academics. And you need to have these people involved. Why does it then not happen? Well, Per pointed out, and others have alluded to that these people tend to be in different communities from the people working with development, which is sort of strange, actually, I think, since it's a very similar kind of issue in a sense. If you study economics like I have done, and you read economics and development economics in your first or second year, I mean, it deals with issues pretty similar. In some way, long-term economic policy questions of a similar kind. But then your careers diverge, and there are a few people, and Per and I are perhaps examples of that, who've been in both worlds, but it's not so frequent. Per also mentioned the external, the fact that we are outcompeted here and there, and I can't refrain from mentioning a morning in Dar es Salaam where I was invited to talk about the euro, and I noticed to the central bank, 200 people in the central bank of Tanzania wanted me to talk about the euro, and I asked them, why do you want me to talk about the euro? Well, they insisted on that, and they had like 10 people there from Central Europe, experts on, you know, preparing them for something similar to the euro. And it, you know, I sort of killed that aid project by asking them on a very political level, who do you intend to be Germany in this group? And you know, there never came up an answer, and the lunch became sort of difficult after. And this was before, I should say, the crisis. I mean, later on, of course, it has distinctively been killed. One might regret that or not, but that is what has happened. So how do we go about? Well, I think that the Swedish government, if it wants, could take an initiative in this area. They could create an institutional framework which makes it possible in a reasonable way to use people with the kind of background that are needed. But it will require a simple system where you can take vacation or you can be on leave for a few days and where you will be compensated in a decent and simple way. Because one thing that you have when you have those jobs is that you do not have time. Or a lot of time. One needs to put a big premium on making it easy, and also it needs to be made in an interesting way. So that the people wants to do it, and that I think can be done by creating meaningful seminars where you meet your counter. If you have these kind of jobs, you meet your counterparts in other countries, and that has to do with what Adebayo alluded to when you talked about building constituencies. Also, on that I have a very concrete memory. When I was deputy governor at the Central Bank, there came a group from the Finance Committee in South Africa. They still had the old central banking law. This was 1 year or 2 year after the changes took place there. They wanted a new central banking law. And they had read the books, and they know that you should have independent central banks, and they knew it all, if I put it that way. But they were very reluctant, because they didn't think that it fit very well in their belief about how a democracy would work. And then on a bilateral basis, I told the person there that, you know, it didn't fit very well with my idea either at all. And I explained for him how I had tried to handle this very concretely, proposing that the central bank would go to the parliament. And, you know, it was not the Swedish parliament that started these hearings, you might think so, with the central bank. It was we who invited ourselves to go to the parliament for the hearings. And it was we who opened our books and said we want to have public minutes. Or no. This was not done by them. And it was done precisely because some of us had some difficulties with the idea of a totally independent central bank. And when I talked to this person about this on a very personal bilateral basis, he realized that was a way out for him. He could do that himself. And then in the end, they changed their law. And I'm not going to overestimate my own role. One thing I know is that I was invited when the new black governor was installed down there. So some importance it had. But it sort of demonstrates that on the right level, you can connect with people. It's not only what you read in books. You meet your opposite numbers. Therefore, I also think, and that I actually think is a Swedish comparative advantage, our bureaucracies are much less bureaucratic than many other bureaucracies. This means that we can work, we can have a person who is a minister or a state secretary or something like that, or a central bank governor for that matter, who can go to a country with three or four of his collaborators who are technical experts. So we can play, which I'm sure many of the European institutions cannot, with the whole range in the hierarchy at the same time. And that, I think, is a point. I mean, we did aid to the Central Bank of Vietnam. And the Germans had 30 people there, and we had 2. But I wouldn't be surprised if we did better than them, because I met the Central Bank governor in Vietnam every time when I was at IMF meeting. So we had lunch, and I talked to him, and I wanted him to sort of report back on the results of what our people were doing there. And that's sort of demonstrating the importance of being on all the levels. Of course, in Mozambique, if you've been there for a long time, you might know the ministers because you knew them as junior civil servants. But you couldn't take that for granted. So if you don't have that position, then you have the possibility if you send the people on all levels. So rather few countries and go in deep on all the levels at the same time. And then I think something can come out of it. Well, these were some of my reflections, somewhat personal this time, since I have an involvement in this myself. But I think there is room here for real improvements. And I can see no reasons why they couldn't be done, honestly. Thank you.
So thanks to all. Thank you.